Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Retired couple Stephen and Wendy Reed love hikes in a wooded area behind their New Hampshire home. One day, they never come back from the hike. Cops search the trail and discover both their bodies shot dead. They also discover a burned campsite with hundreds of Mountain Dew cans and 19 shell casings matching the ones found with the Reeds' bodies.
Nancy, cops actually crossed paths with the man they dubbed the Mountain Dew Man while searching for the Reeds. He was walking down the trail with a pack of Mountain Dew and identified himself as Arthur Kelly. Kelly, who was later identified as Logan Clegg, was camping in the woods behind the Reeds' home for months. After their bodies were found, Clegg burned his campsite and fled, but cops closed in before he was able to use a one-way ticket to Germany.
The Mountain Dew Man, identified as Logan Clegg, now convicted of murder. Florida police flip on the blue lights for a suspected drunk driver, and of course, he takes off. Tyler Faconsolo speeds, drives on the wrong side of the road, and flips a U-turn to avoid cops. They eventually use stop sticks to blow his tires, and he crashes through a fence. He then headbutts his window to smash it, flops through the window to the ground, gets up and tries to hop the fence. Cops take him down, and Faconsolo, 24, now charged with DUI, fleeing, and resisting. Well, that's one way to use your head. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Ohio, as the Hamilton County Coroner's Office has now identified Dominic Davis as the 11-year-old boy murdered in a shooting over the weekend in Cincinnati. We turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online for more.
In a statement to reporters, Police Chief Terry Fiji said that shortly before 9:30 p.m. on Friday in the city's West End, a gunman in the vehicle fired 22 shots in quick succession into a crowd of children. There is yet to be an arrest in the case. Three additional boys, ages 12, 13, and 15, as well as a 15-year-old girl and a 53-year-old mother, were also shot. One of the victims was taken to a hospital and was listed in stable condition. Fiji declined to comment on the other areas of the investigation, stating that it was too soon to determine if the shooting was random or intentional. Cincinnati Mayor Aftab Puraval told reporters that the shooting took place in a, quote, vibrant neighborhood next to a park and a historic elementary school. Also at the press conference on Sunday, Isaac Davis, the father of Dominic Davis, as well as Dominic's mother and grandmother, spoke to those gathered and encouraged those responsible to come forward.
Mayor Puraval told reporters that the residents of Cincinnati's West End neighborhood are afraid to leave their homes because of the, quote, unimaginable trauma they're experiencing. Investigators in Montana say that two juveniles have been charged as adults for allegedly driving away after a student athlete from Rocky Mountain College was shot and killed last week. Police stated that a bullet went through the athlete driver's side window. The victim, 18-year-old Chandler Stalkup of Crystal River, Florida, was shot near campus October 28th. A 16-year-old has now been charged with intentional homicide. Stalkup played football as a freshman at the NAIA institution. According to officials, the driver of the car, a 17-year-old male, was charged with deliberate homicide by accountability. At their arraignment hearings, both teens entered not guilty pleas. Due to their ages, Crime Online is not releasing the defendants' identities. Now to California, where according to authorities, a 23-year-old man from Santa Rosa has been arrested in San Francisco on suspicion of beheading a female relative the previous day and taking her head as he left the scene. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Lieutenant Christopher Mahorin of the Santa Rosa Police Department told reporters that the victim's head was later found in an open area in Santa Rosa. The victim has not yet been identified. According to Mahorin, police interviews led to the identification of the victim's relative, Luis Gustavo Arroyo Lopez, as a suspect in the murder. The victim's exact relationship to Arroyo Lopez has not been disclosed. Mahorin added that a San Francisco Police Department officer recognized Arroyo Lopez, who was taken into custody without incident at the Transit Bay Terminal in San Francisco. We're now learning from authorities that the suspect was just recently freed from state jail and put under community supervision. Court documents reveal that Arroyo Lopez had prior felonies for assault with a deadly weapon and weapons possession, two offenses unconnected to the person slain last week.
The suspect is being held in Sonoma County Jail on two felony counts and is expected to appear in court this week. His bail is still pending.
Thanks, John. Harry Milligan, 21, studies at Truman State University as a Marine Corps reservist. He goes home to Iowa for the summer, takes a job coaching a youth softball team. The night before a game, he stays out really late with his friends. They drop him at his car 4:30 a.m. and watch him drive off toward home. But he never makes it. Then he doesn't show up for the game. His family reports him missing. Cops put out a bolo for his maroon 1977 Pontiac Grand Prix, Iowa plates, E Elephant, I Indiana, J Joy, 244. But no one ever sees him again. Now missing nearly 40 years. His parents pass away before learning what happened to him. But his brother, Mark, never stopped searching. Just last year, a dive team searched Lake Miami and nearby ponds for his Pontiac, but came up empty-handed. Mark Mulligan says it's just one last place they need to look. If you have info on Harry Milligan, call Monroe County Sheriff's 641-932-7815. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.